Are you ready to advance your career, hone your skills, or explore new vocational paths without spending thousands of dollars to further your education? Skillfeed.com features over 65,000 video tutorials to keep your creative and technical skills current. Choose from long courses or short tutorials called Skill Snacks, featuring courses on business, web development, education, finance, leadership, photography, and more. Get your 30-day free trial now. Log on to skillfeed.com/radio. That's skillfeed.com/radio.
Sanders, and I will be hosting Love our show on
radio.
Good evening, everyone, and this is your host for this evening's show at the Possessions, Resources, and Finances table, Adia Sanders, our very own host, Brother Nate, better known as JR, will not be with us tonight, but as you all know, the show will always continue to go on, and we still encourage you to pull up a seat at the table and sup with us on tonight. We have a very good show on tonight. And tonight's show is entitled Possessing, Resourcing, and Financing Your Dream, Our Dream. And as we all know, we all have dreams of doing great things. Some of them may seem astronomical to us and also to other people. However, have you ever took the time to plan that dream to make it a reality? Have you ever considered what it would take, such as what you might need, which are your possessions, the resources, and the finances to fund your dream? As a matter of fact, where did that dream come from? Was it God-given, a personal dream, or a family dream? A dream that came that you saw out of a need in your community, or your child's school, or just a hunger and a thirst to see change? Regardless of your dream and where it came from, it's important to understand how to PRF your dream. Understanding that your dream can become a reality and that it will take a lot of work, building momentum, perseverance, tenacity, and a lot of more adjectives. But what's important is that you can do it. And so tonight we're going to talk about what I like to shorten and just call PRFing our dreams. A lot of us have dreams, and I just like to pose a couple of questions to you on tonight. Just to give you something to think about, to mull around in your head, do you have a God-given or personal dream? What is that dream? And what have you done with your dream? Now, notice I didn't say with the dream. I said with your dream, because a lot of times we don't take ownership of things. We kind of just haphazardly say, oh, you know, I want to do this or I want to do that. We bring stuff up in conversations. But it's very important for us to own and to take responsibility for what God has given us or even for dreams that we've had just so that we could see a change in our world, in our society, in our communities, whether it's in our personal lives, in our family, or just in our home or on our jobs. And so tonight we're going to always bring the word of God because we know that the word transforms us. It ignites us, it challenges us, it reproves, corrects, encourages, and inspires. So the word does a lot for us. So since we're talking about dreams, well, let me just start off with, this is a scripture that I have instilled in my children, and they have committed it to memory. And it is simply, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I think that it's important to know that we can do all things through Christ. And so as you look at your dreams, as you look at those things that you aspire to do, that you aspire to become, as you have gone to bed at night and just had dreams of you doing some awesome things, understand that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And And also not to mention that there are people that God will place in your path to help those dreams become a reality. So let's recap a little bit from last week. Last week's show, we talked about wills and inheritances. And it's important that we leave, that we have a will in place, and that we leave an inheritance behind for our children, because the Word of God does support that. The Word of God does talk about wills and talk about inheritances, not necessarily wills, but we understand that when we leave a will, when we leave a will behind for our loved ones, it does several things. It gives direction, it gives instruction, and it also gives that legal ramification on what can and cannot be done, who can and cannot do whatever, who is given what, and how they're about to, how they go about to get it, and when they can get it. There's a time period on it, but that will is valid. And so that was last week's show. And so we're going to fast forward and talk about those dreams, because most times we talk about wills and inheritances, there's a dream that we have. We have a dream or an aspiration to do something. And so I ask you and I encourage you on tonight that you will press 1 on your dial pad if you have a comment or a question. But we just want a dialogue. We want to have a positive dialogue on tonight. And we want to be inspired and encouraged and always challenged to go beyond where we currently are, to pay it forward, to share what we're learning with other people. So we're not going to prolong the time any longer. But like I said, our scripture for tonight, just one of our key scriptures is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What does that mean? Because a lot of times we hear that scripture and we think, oh, my goodness, I've never ran before, but I know if I just get out there and start running that I'm going to be able to do it. Well, for some things, it's going to take practice. For some things, it's going to take you training. And so it's not to tell you that what you cannot do, but to understand that some things you're going to have to put some time, effort, and energy into it. And so with that being said, when it comes to a dream, what happens when we dream? What happens when God has given us a dream? And it could be in the sense of just something just tugs at your heart, the Holy Spirit tugs at your heart and gives you an idea, or you're watching TV and this thought comes to your head and you can just see it playing out, or you're sleeping at night and you literally have a dream. So I don't want to just limit what these dreams mean and how they can come about, but to the fact that to know that you can do all things through Christ has strengthened you. That scripture is from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. So we always want to give the word. The next one is that when we're in talking about dreams, you have Genesis chapter 37 and 5. And this is talking about a young man who had a great calling on his life. And he goes by the name of Joseph. So in Genesis chapter 37, verse 5, and this is from the New King James Version, so not too far from the King James. I'm going to start at verse 4. It says, "But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more," talking about Joseph, "than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him." Then we look at verse 5. It says, "Now Joseph had a dream. And he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, 'Please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were, him and his brothers, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf.'" When we go down to verse 8, it says, "And his brother said to him, 'Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?' So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words." Now, Joseph continued to dream. And the thing is, with Joseph is that he continued to tell his brothers about his dream. Now, I cannot say if from that dream, if Joseph, from the first time Joseph shared the dream with his older brothers, if he realized that they hated him. I do not know. But what I would say to all of the listeners, to include myself, is that when you dream and you share your dreams with people, understand that they may hate you because of the dream that you have dreamt. Maybe they have dreamt and their dream has been just that. There has been no work. There has been no action behind their dream. And so their dream has now become what I like to call delayed or has been placed in deferment. And so sometimes you share your dream because you are excited about what you've seen. You're excited because you know it's going to come to pass. But understand that there are going to be people that are going to hate you. And what is also astounding is that you may not ever know it at that time. We also know that as Joseph continued to share his dreams with his brothers, they plotted against him. They schemed and lied to their father and sold Joseph into slavery. They put him in a pit. He spent many, many years away from his family, and they acted as if they had no idea of what happened to him. So understand that you can dream, and though people may not in the literal sense, they may not put you in a real pit. They may not sell you into slavery. They may be plotting against you at all costs to either by verbiage to discourage you, to they may be talking about you to other people. They even may make your dream sound as if it is something that is just ridiculous and will never come to pass. But I want to encourage you on tonight to let you know that Joseph never gave up on his dream. And even though he faced adversity from his own flesh and blood, he knew that God had given him a dream, and it did not stop him from seeing that dream come to pass. Not only did he not face adversity with his brothers, but he faced adversities with the king's wife who plotted against him to say that he had tried to sleep with her. So there was a lot of opposition, but Joseph did not give up. So when you're looking at your dreams, understand that people may not believe in you. And they may not tell you that they don't believe in you, but they may definitely be plotting and scheming against you, and you never know it. But that should not discourage you to stop dreaming. It should not discourage you to tell what God is doing or what you envisioned or have a personal longing or desire to see come to pass, especially when it's going to impact and influence those around you. The next scripture that I have is Ecclesiastes chapter 5, looking at verse 3. And it simply says, "For a dream comes through much activity, and a fool's voice is known by his many words." For a dream comes through much activity. Activity is an action, and I'm a person who loves action. I love verbs because it means that you're not sitting idle. A verb means that you're doing something. Whether it's your thinking, whether it's your writing stuff down, you are doing something. So if I had to provide some insight that I think from just my own personal experience and things that I have looked up, I would say after you have understood and realized that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and that tied to doing those all things is going to take some work, some training. It's going to take some effort from you. That when you dream and share your dreams with other people, that they may not be on your side, and that your dreams take much activity, meaning that you have to do something. You can begin to say, "What do I have to do with this dream?" Or ask yourself, if you've had a dream and that dream has been in your heart and you can still see that dream, what have I done with it? Have I done anything with this dream? And if you can honestly say that you have not done anything, the time is now for you to begin to have that much activity, because that dream has not died. That dream is still alive and well. And so let's look at resiliency. What does resiliency mean? Resiliency is being able to bounce back when you face situations, adversity. It's that ability to bounce back and to continue to keep going. So when you have a dream, you got to build, you got to have resiliency. And I say that because you have a lot of people that start, that have dreams to start a business, to go back to school, to write a book, or to sing in front of people. Maybe they've had a dream of singing in front of tens of thousands of people, and for some reason they have not done it yet. Or maybe they made an attempt and it didn't work out the way that they thought that it was. Resiliency is saying that when I try something and sometimes it may not work out, that I'm able to bounce back and still keep moving forward. Knowing the real you, the inner you, and the outer you, that fake you. Knowing that the real you is a person that's filled with love, security, unlimited, peace, freedom, attracting, giving, flowing. That's who the real you is. The outer you, that fake you, that those are the things that are working on the outside of us, seeking love, feeling unworthy, embarrassed, ashamed, limited, searching, fearful, feels unloved, getting motivated. Those are things that sometimes that will work against us. So you have the real you, where you flow from the inner part of you, and then you have the outer self. When you're faced with a situation, you begin to say, I'm restricted. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Or I handed out flyers and I was stammering over my words. Or I'm frustrated. Those are emotions, outer emotions that come into play when we're not living from who we are on the inside. And so I would say that knowing who you really are, sitting down or reading books or seeking the Lord, reading the Word of God, talking to other people, journaling about who you really are. And once you can have a better understanding of who you are, you could begin to operate from that person. Now, you may ask, what does that have to do with a dream? Well, in order to see your dream come to pass, if you don't know who you are, or if you are constantly operating out of shame and embarrassment, those are things that will keep you or hold you back from seeing your dream come to pass. The next one is to write it down. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain. A vision is something that you can see. We can dream something. We can see that we're doing something. And I like to add that even with the vision that you have, you also want to have a mission, because that mission is the action, working again with that verb. So you have a vision of what it is that you see yourself doing, that dream that you have, and you can write the vision. What is it? How do I see myself getting this dream into reality? The next step is talking about that mission, writing a mission statement. How am I going to get the vision of what I dreamt about into reality? So we have Habakkuk 2:2 that gives us instruction on what we need to do. We need to write it. And a lot of times we have dreams and we don't want to write them down, but yet we find ourselves talking about it. We find ourselves, you know, just, I know, laying back on our bed, just thinking about the dream, but that's the fullest extent that we go with it. So you have a dream. Let's take it to the next level, that dream down. The next one is to begin to develop a plan. And there's, you know, none of these things that I'm saying are set in stone. These are things that I have personally done and, you know, reading different books and just gathering, you know, information over my little bit of time that I've been on the earth, these are just things that I have seen and have put into practice in my own personal life. So develop a plan. You have a dream. You're building a resiliency that if things don't work out, you can bounce back. You're learning who you are, who the inner you, which is that real you is, versus the outer you, the fake you. Now you're writing down the vision. You're writing down the dream. And then you want to develop a plan. So now if I've written down that my dream is to own an ice cream store. I love dairy products. I've been making different variations of ice cream for 10 years, but you've never done anything else with it. So now let's take it to the next phase and develop a plan. I want to own an ice cream shop. What do I have to do? What do I have to do in order for that ice cream shop to come to pass? So I just want to take a couple of, about 10 seconds and let you think about how that development of that plan, what that vision is going to look like, and can you see yourself writing your dream down? So now that we've had a couple of seconds to think about it, you see yourself writing down that dream. Now you can see yourself beginning to develop that plan. Proverbs 16:4 says, a man's heart deviseth his way. A man's heart, we as humans, we begin to devise or develop our plan of what it is that we want to do. But it comes back and it says, but the Lord directs his steps. So sometimes we have a dream of what we want to do, but we don't do anything else with it. We don't write a vision. We don't write anything down. We don't develop a plan. And so there's nothing, we don't really have, we're not devising a way for ourselves. But on the flip side of that, we're not giving the Lord a way to direct, for him to direct our steps. So develop a plan. How are you going to get that ice cream business off the ground? And you may not have a clue. And I'll just give a personal, give one of my personal experiences, but also to me kind of like a praise report. I just really had all of these different ideas. Some of them were God-given. Some of them were personal things that I wanted to do. And I remember just praying last year saying, I know you've given me these things to do, and I know some of these things I want to do, but how am I going to get them done? And it was just as clear as day, make a plan. And I was like, well, one of these things is having to do with real estate, and I don't know anything about real estate. Okay, but you have the Internet. The Internet knows about real estate. You can type in how to purchase a house or how to purchase land. And when I did that, I found the steps that I needed to take. So what did I do? I copied and pasted it right up under my plan to own real estate. And it gave me the steps that I needed to take. I called a friend of mine. I said, hey, you know, I want to do X, Y, and Z. He said, well, Adia, you got to do this. You got to get an EIN number. You have to do all of these different steps. And I was like, that sounds like a lot, and I don't really know if I'm capable of doing that. But I typed it up anyway because it was a part of the plan. Even though I don't have the knowledge, the information is out there for you. So there is no reason, even though we may not have the experience or the expertise, because I don't have a real estate license, I sure don't know anything about an EIN number. I can read about it and gather information, but I can ask other people who has done it and who has the expertise, the skill set, and the experience about those things, and I can take that information and glean off of it and put it as a part of my plan because it will have to be done at some point in time. So the next one I would just say is to develop a timeline. You can have a, depending on what it is that you're trying to get accomplished, you can have a short-term or a long-term timeline. Short-term is normally something that is like, I don't know, maybe 6 months out, or you can go to like 2 to 5 years for a short-term, or 5 to 10 years for long term, because sometimes the things that we want to do may take a little bit of time, and understand that it can be adjusted. Let's look at gathering research and carefully, which is to research is to investigate or making a careful study. Some things that we may have to carefully study because we don't have the skill base. It may mean that you have to get some type of formal education or go to your local community college and get a certificate so that you can be certified in whatever it is that you may want to do. I know people who are good with computers or who are good with carpentry, and they have businesses, and they may have to hire people who are plumbers or who have skills in computer networking. So you may not have the skill set yourself, but you know other people who have the skill sets or that formal education or certificate that can help you with developing your plan and developing your timeline and giving you that knowledge. So when we're looking at gathering information, a lot of times that can be very time-consuming and it can be very tedious. But when you gather the information, it expands your mind and it exposes you to a lot of different things that you may not have ever thought about. Because sometimes we just have an idea, we want to do something, but we don't understand that it takes more than just having that knowledge. It takes you having to do some serious studying and gathering of information and researching in order to see that dream come to pass. And a lot of times we don't want to do it. Somebody may have an idea to open up a business or to start a business. Well, I know from talking to my father that you have to have a business plan. If you're serious about starting a business, people want you to have a business plan, because what that says to them is that you have thought this process out and that this is not just going to be a fly-by-night business. How many people or stories have we heard or TV shows we've seen where a person has taken all their savings or, you know, told their family members and friends, like, hey, I'm excited, I'm going to start this business, and I just need you to front me the money. And the people are excited for them, and they support them, and they front them the money. And the business absolutely does not even come to fruition. If they had a business plan, and if we had known what it was that they were trying to do, it would have helped us to make a better decision to say, well, I may not be able to give you $500, but I can give you $50, because you want to support the person, but at the same time, you don't want to invest so much money because you understand that they don't have a plan. It's just a lot of talking, and so you have to be careful with things like that. And so I say that so that as we look at our dreams, we understand that when we're talking to people about our dreams, that sometimes we may have to have a written plan to show them that we're serious and that this is not something that we're just talking about, but we really have given it thought. So when you're gathering your information, a couple of questions that you may want to ask yourself is, what prevents you from reaching your goal or your dream? Sometimes you may need to state the problem in a broad sense. Maybe you're working from the outer you, or maybe you don't know people who know about whatever it is that you've dreamed about doing. And sometimes some things may not be as obvious. Maybe you lack information to define your dream of what it is you want to do. Or maybe there's some confusion or some underlying causes. If you look at I'm just going to take a little break here just to see if anybody has any questions or comments. If you have a question or a comment, please press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you. And just really looking just to have a really good dialogue conversation on tonight. Again, you can press 1 on your dial pad and give your question or your comment. We'd love to hear from you. All right, well, we're going to continue on. So So we've talked about vision a little bit earlier. And in Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So where there is no vision, people perish. Well, who are those people? We say that, or I say I've been given a dream. One of the dreams that I had that was God-given was to start a teleconference book club. Y'all, I don't know anything about a book club. Honestly, I've never been in a book club. I just love to read all kinds of different books, minus romance novels. I like to read books about that encourage and inspire you, that tell you about other people's struggles and how they overcame them. And I was just like, I don't know anything about a book club. So I shared it with my father. It was a dream that was God-given, and I was just like, okay, well, who can I even tell about this? I don't know because I don't even know anybody that's in a book club. I said, well, I'll share it with my father because he has helped people with businesses, helped them start businesses, and he has his own filmmaking company. So I shared it with him, and he said, well, Adia, first thing is you need to have your vision statement. Then you need to have your mission statement, and you need to have your purpose and your objective, and you need to look up about a book club and find out what book clubs do and all of these different things. And I was just like, I don't want to do that. I don't have a desire to do that. But I did it anyway, and I found a wealth of information online. I went to the library and got books. I even wrote the author of the book that I read that kind of was like the catalyst to the whole book club. But it took me 3 years because I was living in my outer self out of fear. I felt like I had to have all of these things put together in order for my book club to be perfect in my mind. And a lot of times, we don't need perfection. We don't need 100% solution. We just need a willing, able body that is going to do it, that is going to take the time to get the information, but to also not be scared. And so 3 years later, literally August of 2013, I had my first book club meeting, and it was amazing. And even though I was a little nervous, I had six ladies on the call, and I'm still doing my book club now. And I'm able to share with those women. And with new women, I invite them to join the book club. I have information that I can give them about the book club. It's not just me talking about, oh, you know, come get on, join my book club. And, well, what is your book club about? What do you do? What do you believe in? So I have something to give them. So where there is no vision, people perish. So imagine that there are people who want to be a part of what it is that you're doing, but they can perish because you don't have anything to give them. You have a vision, but your vision has just remained in your head, and sometimes people want to read your vision, a poster, or a one-page information sheet. Or think about when you go to different places, they have pamphlets about what it is that they're doing, whether it's selling a product or just giving you information about a new group or an organization that you can join. They're sharing their vision with you, what that business or that organization or that group stands for. The other part is that, you know, in all you're getting, get an understanding. Understand more about what it is that you want to do. How are you going to get it done? Does it make sense to you? And because Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all of thy getting, get understanding. So when you get wisdom, you can also get a better understanding of what it is that you're wanting to do. Next, if we go to James chapter 1, verse 5, this is one of my favorite ones, one of them that I personally pray, and it just simply says, I'm trying to get to it, y'all. It just simply says, if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all, to all men liberally, which is freely, and upbraideth, meaning he's not going to change, and it shall be given him. Ask in faith, not wavering, because if you waver, it's like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. So if you're lacking wisdom in whatever it is that you dream of doing, or if God is giving you a dream, ask. Ask God to give you the wisdom. He may lead you to somebody. He may lead you online. He may lead you to a community group. He may lead you to your city council because they have the information that you need. Also, seeking counsel. A lot of times, you know, I know it sometimes can be very challenging when you have a dream and maybe you shared a dream with somebody in the past and they took that dream and they just made you feel really bad about it. But Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 20 says, it tells us about seeking counsel. It says, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. So we can, if you know that you have somebody that you can talk to about that dream, seek their counsel. Don't be scared. Don't let your fear of failing, even though you haven't tried, stop you. There's nothing wrong with seeking counsel. Again, if you have a question or a comment, I would just ask that you press 1 on your dial pad. Press 1 on your dial pad, and we will get you on the line. Talked about quite a bit of a few things with possessing and resourcing and financing your dream. And we have so many great examples of how to do that. All right, so the next thing is supporters and non-supporters. Those supporters, you know, they can be people with the expertise, trusted friends and family, a mentor, or just, you know, maybe there's a online support group that you've joined about what it is that you're, what you dreamed about doing. So having support is very, very good. But it's also good to understand that sometimes you may not have support. And at those times when you don't have support, my question would be, is that going to stop the dream from becoming a reality? If you don't have the support that you think you need or should have, does the dream stop? I would beg you and really encourage you, do not let the dream stop because people don't want to support you or because you don't have the support that you would like to have. You keep right on going because I am just a firm believer that if there's nothing but one person that supports you, that if you keep going, if you keep pushing forward, that dream is going to come. It is going to grow. And the intended people that are supposed to be blessed and in your path, they're going to get it. And you may stumble upon people, I mean, not even knowing that they're supposed to be a part of that support system. One example is today, I was walking from the library from class, and I have to, myself and another one of my classmates, we have to teach a class on civilian personnel management. Well, I've supervised civilians. However, it's been a very long time, and I really don't know a lot about civilian personnel management from a lot of different aspects. I know some information, but like I said, we're talking about it's been more than like 9 years since I've supervised civilians, so a lot of things have changed. Laws have changed, different things like that. Walking out of the library, I see a gentleman coming out, and I say, sir, I have to teach a class on civilian personnel management, and I was told that because civilians come to Fort Leavenworth to train, that I may possibly be able to meet with somebody and get information to help me with my class. He looks at me and smiles and says, I am the man that you need to talk to. You're talking about my heart just leaping out of my chest. I had the biggest smile on my face to know that I was talking to an instructor, that I was talking to not just a man or a woman, but the man who is an instructor, who puts the information together that teaches the civilians that come to Fort Leavenworth. And so when you have a dream, this dream wasn't mine to teach this class, but it was given to me from my instructor. I signed up for it because I had an interest in it. But what I'm trying to say is that you meet people along your path, and when you have a desire to see that thing, that dream, come to pass, I can see me getting in front of my classmates teaching about civilian personnel management. Now, I don't know a lot about it. I'm very, very limited in my knowledge, very limited in my resources, very limited in finances. Hopefully I don't have to spend any money for this, and limited in my possessions on what I know about civilian personnel management. However, I took the initiative to just say, there's a gentleman, he's coming from this direction where the training takes place. I'll just ask him. I overcame the fear and maybe possibly being rejected to say, well, I am not that person, and I don't know who it is that can help you. I overcame that because it didn't matter if he was the right person or not. I just needed to step out on faith and ask the question. And even if he did not know, maybe he knew who he can point me to. That man has now become a resource for me. So it is so amazing how these things can just work out for us. The next one is communication, talking versus action. We talked about with our dreams that it takes much activity. Communication can be by email, phone. I know people like the text, not really a big fan of it, but we can talk about a lot of things, and talking is an action because we're moving our mouths, but we want to take it to the next level again. We want to execute what we're talking about. We want to talk, and we also want to write. We want to have a plan. We want to develop a plan. We want to have a timeline. In addition to that, we have resources. That gentleman was a resource for me. We have banks. You have your community. There's a wealth of knowledge in our communities about stuff. You have your church. You have your local community, colleges and universities that have different programs. For example, I know in North Carolina, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Fayetteville State University has a business program, and you can go there and talk to professionals. They will put you in touch with other programs in the surrounding area. Every town or city has a chamber of commerce, and they have memberships. And I definitely know that Fayetteville, North Carolina has to where you can become a member and meet other businessmen and women that have different businesses from what you have. So now you have an opportunity to network. There are opportunities to get grants, to get small business loans. You can attend workshops that are free or that you can pay for. It's all in what you are willing to invest in your dream. Again, I've been doing a lot of talking because it's just me on the show tonight, but I really hope that you are encouraged to see your dream come to pass. If you have a comment or a question, press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to hear what you have to say. We'd love to get you on the line, and this is just a platform, a positive platform to just encourage and glean from one another. All right, well, I'm going to continue on. The last one is when opposition sets in. Earlier I talked about the outer self, that the fake us, the fake idea. When opposition sets in, we have to fight that fear. We have to fight the fear, overcome the embarrassment, because maybe you don't know that much about your dream, and it's okay. I had a dream about a book club. Didn't know anything about a book club. And for 3 years, I allowed fear and my own self to get in the way of starting something that only thing I had to do was I had the information. I just had to execute it. Also understanding that just because there is a delay in your dream does not mean that there is denial in your dream. There's a difference. A lot of times people become discouraged because they're looking at the fact that I've had this dream of doing X, Y, and Z. However, because it has not come to pass, and it could very well mean that you've lost kind of that momentum, that you become discouraged. But again, I want to encourage you to say that you do not have to do that. You can overcome those odds by continuing to press forward, by continuing to understand who you are, your self-worth, and that God has a plan for you. There is hope, and your dreams can come to pass. I don't have anything else for you on tonight, but I would like to close by asking you a couple of questions. What is your purpose in? What is the purpose in your life? How can you discover your true identity? How do you live an inspired life that creates continual motivation? What are your expectations in life, and how do they affect your ability to receive the best? How are you influenced by the people that surround you? How do your thoughts about the different areas of your life affect you? How can you overcome procrastination and self-sabotage? How can you make your dream a reality despite the negative influences in your life? How can you learn to face your fears and find the courage to do things that you've never done before? I like to close with this poem, and it says, A Dream Deferred. What happens to a dream deferred? And this is by one of my favorite poets, Langston Hughes. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat? Or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load. Or does it explode? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you that you can possess, resource, and finance your dreams. That God has given you a dream, or whether it's a personal dream or a family dream or just a dream that has stemmed from things that you've seen in your community, they can come to pass. Continue to work a lot. Continue to build momentum. Continue to persevere and have tenacity and be dogmatic about what it is that you want to do. And understand that just like Joseph had a dream and he shared that dream, there are going to be people that will plot and scheme against you. But don't let that discourage you or stop you from seeing your dream come to pass. Know what that dream is and ask yourself, what are you doing with it? Have resiliency. Know who you are. Know when the outer you is working. Develop a timeline. And I just like to let you know that you can make it. There's nothing that can stop you but you. And just continue to go on. Continue to keep smiling. And understand that God has a purpose for you in your life and that you are going to make it. Thank you and have a good night.